Kia ora, I'm Erin Keem and you're listening to Conversations About Closets with my closest 1,000 friends. I started this project to get me through a gloomy Seattle winter, which was hitting me hard. The thing is, I love women. Why not showcase them? Why not call women I've never met, have our first conversation, record it, and turn it into a podcast? So that's what I did. I didn't edit, I still don't. Some days I'm on fire, some days not so much, and sometimes I even forgot to ask questions about closets. But all my guests are amazing. Listen up, get to know them, you'll be glad you did. If you want to be a guest on my show, go to erinkeem.com. I'd love to meet you. Aroha for listening. Here's today's episode.
Oh, good morning.
Good morning.
So apparently it's 9 o'clock here, but it is 12 o'clock where you are in Ontario.
Yes, it is. It's 12 noon.
I just looked it up and I was also trying to work out where Ontario is. I've got no sense of geography.
So you're from UK or based in the US?
Oh, I'm based in the US, but I'm from New Zealand. Our accents do sound similar.
That's right. Yeah. When I checking the time and then the website, it seems like it's coming from United Kingdom. I mean,
well, we can pretend to be in London if you wish. Adele, how do I pronounce your second name?
Velasco.
Oh, I'm so glad I asked. Now, Adele Velasco, what a beautiful name, is the owner of Renegade Extreme Fitness. And that is how it's spelled, renegadeextremefitness.com.
Yeah.
And How did you come up with the name Renegade?
When I was looking for a perfect name, because a renegade is something like strong, how to say it, and strong-willed, determined person.
Absolutely. When I think of a renegade, I think of this amazing woman who's a rebel and does what she wants and doesn't follow the norm and has her own life and is powerful.
Yeah, it's powerful. That's the word. Yeah.
It's a brilliant name because as you say on your about page, get confident, get strong.
Yes.
Now, you weren't always fit and healthy, were you?
I'm sorry?
Oh, I think you said that you weren't always so fit and healthy as you are now.
Yes, when I came 11 years ago here in Canada, I was unfit as well. So I'm not feeling great about myself. Every time I go with my friends in the shopping mall to try clothes, they're more fitter than I was, so they can wear whatever they want, right? For me, I really need to find the perfect design for a clothes that it fits on my size. But I love wearing bodycons and it doesn't look great that time. So that's when I started realizing, okay, I need to do something, right? To look good on my dresses. And I love summer dress, so that's why it triggers me as well to, push me to get the healthier lifestyle and more active and get back into shape. So at least I can wear whatever I want.
Oh, I completely understand. They say that there is no such thing as one size fits all. And most women cannot wear clothing that's off the rack. It's not always designed for our bodies. So what happened next? Did you join a gym?
At the beginning, because I can't afford to go to the gym when I just came here, because I came here as a live-in caregiver. So I work with families just to wait for the eligibility for me to apply for a residence, right? So I just went for a run. Like, I start running and I fell in love with running until I lost a lot of weights, including muscles, because I'm not realizing that too much cardio burns a lot of muscles as well. So I became so skinny. And that's when I started going to gym to get a better result, because for sure, the professionals are the one who can give me that result, guys. So that's when I started getting in the gym, fitness, doing classes, boot camp classes, which I fell in love doing classes. That's why I always do live group classes right now, because I love being with other people and seeing how their transformation is, their results. So I love seeing them very happy and confident, as well as same as the way I feel last time when I get back into shape. So yeah, that's when I started getting back into fitness industry. Maybe that was, let's say 9, 8 years ago when I started. And then after a couple of years, I just get into another box gym, those bigger companies. And then I was just offered to a position if I want to be a trainer. And it starts from there. Yes, I really want to be like part of people's lives where I am the like eye-opener for them to be more healthier. And the benefits of, it's not just for having a perfect physique, right? So, but getting, building back that confidence that you're losing, I mean, all through the years that you are neglecting yourselves or taking care of others first before yourself, right? Being busy, kids, family, responsibility, obligation for them, right? So most clients that I have, those are, I mean, most of the people that I talk with, is that's the number one like hurdles or challenges for them. No time, because they are busy. But being, having that balanced lifestyle as well, and putting the priority and putting yourself, and because you cannot take care or love other people if you can love yourself first or take care of yourself. So the self-care is very important, that I always encourage or teach everybody, or telling them that self-care is the like one of the big piece to get more successful in fitness or getting that healthier lifestyle.
That is a wonderful message. And it's particularly powerful coming from you, because you came to Canada to be a live-in caregiver. So yeah, you really had to make sure that you were able to look after yourself so that you could look after this person who you were responsible for. Mm-hmm. Where were you before Canada?
I originally came from the Philippines. So,
oh, I've got a lot of great friends in the Philippines.
Yeah, I originally came from the Philippines. I'm a Filipina. And then before coming here, I worked more than a year in Hong Kong, because that's the easiest way for us, most Filipinos, to come here in Canada. So that's the easiest way for us to apply to the immigration and get the papers. So,
Filipina, I'm just thinking about, because the Philippines isn't that far away from New Zealand. And so going from the Philippines to Hong Kong, a completely different culture, and then to Canada, and you chose to settle in Ontario, or is that where the work was?
I came straight to Ontario.
I came straight to Seattle. But I came for love. My husband is an American citizen, and it was easier to move me than it was to move him. So here we are, both outside our countries of birth. So you're talking about self-care. Self-care is so incredibly important, especially when it comes to women. And I know you recently celebrated Mother's Day. So happy Mother's Day.
Thank you.
And I'm guessing a lot of your clientele are mothers.
Yes, most of them are moms. Yes, I can relate more of their pains, like their obstacles, why they can't make it, and they don't have a success in the past in getting into a healthier habit. Yes, obviously they have kids, they have work, they have running a businesses, right? And then sometimes most of them are traveling, and those are the most like hurdles for them, why they can't keep that consistent routine. So that's why I am here to show them the way that there is always a way to keep that consistent routine. Like at the accountability group or program that I have created for them to, inside my fitness app, especially right now that we are all locked down. So this is our third wave for a lockdown. So we're still can't go outside on the gym or go exercise, right? Because we are all staying at home. And through my fitness app, so I created my own fitness app for them just to keep them consistent still while I can't train them inside the studio or in gym. So we do virtual all the activities, events, challenges. That's all summer weight slim down challenges that we are currently doing right now is all through virtual. So that it helps to bridge the gap. At least they have something that it keeps them more accountable during lockdown that they can't go anywhere. So at least while they are staying home, they are still consistent and staying healthy and less stress, less depression, right? Because they are keep moving themselves, releasing the endorphins when they sweat. It really helps.
It really does. I first started working out with a trainer to deal with depression. There is nothing exercise won't help, and it's especially good for mental health.
Yes, that's true. That's what I've noticed a lot recently as I talk to people right now, and then they're not looking much more on losing weight right now, but to fight that mental stress. It's like it's really, really like heartbreaking that knowing other people's are really suffering with those. So it's just like they're looking for someone that they can talk to or positive environment that it will lift up their spirits, right? So building that healthier community is really one of my main goal as well. So yeah.
It's obvious you do have a strong community. With a third wave of lockdown, morale, your sense of isolation, the sense that this will never change, must be overwhelming.
Yes, it is for most of other people.
So you have been a shining light all the way through this. Do you still have your physical space, the gym?
Yes, I do.
That's fantastic. So, were you able to open it all over the last year?
On and off, because this is our third wave for the lockdown. We're waiting, hopefully, on the 24th or 25th that we're going to reopen again. So before Christmas, we're open, and then after Christmas, or yeah, during Christmas, they have the lockdown until now. So.
As an entrepreneur, that must be really frustrating and really stressful.
And as but I always want to see it an opportunity on the other side, right? Because that's how I show how much I care to them. And yeah, and
Yeah,
it
it's
still makes me busy during the lockdown because of course people can't go to the gym and they don't know what to do when they are home. So the marketing part for my on my end is it that makes me busy, and the online or the virtual classes are in demand. So I'm still like feel blessed being in a lockdown per se, but yeah, it's just like feel bad seeing mostly gyms or yeah, the gyms or those studios are closing down their doors permanently.
But what's coming through really loudly and clearly is your determination to show up for your clients no matter how. You've stayed there with them the entire time.
I am. That's why I promise them every time they come here. So that's the promise that I always make to them that I will never look back or turn my back to them. So whatever happened, I always make a way that they can still have their workout.
You all that's fantastic. It just I can just feel that wafting off you, your determination to stay by their side. Hey, what's the Nighthawk crew?
Oh, those are the evening group for my classes. I categorize them because they are the first original group that I have for 2 years now. So most of them are still my clients when I was in the box gym that I don't have yet my own. So most of them are training with me for 6 years now.
Wow.
6 years, 5 years, most of them are 2 years when I just moved, because I moved here in Hamilton, maybe more than two. This is my 3rd year in here. I started in Toronto, so in the biggest city. And then we moved here in the suburb, and it's more quiet and less competition as well. That's what I can look at it that way. And yeah, so since I started in here, those are those. Most of them are my clients at the beginning, and they stick with me all through the years. And I have those morning clients now that when I started the virtual during the lockdown. So they've been with me for a year now. And then I have another class as well, Sunflower, because they are doing it 10 o'clock. So early bird 8:30, Sunflower is the 10 o'clock, and the Nighthawk is the 6:30. So I categorize them, and they're just laughing.
Oh, that's just brilliant. Hey, I notice you help people with joint pain relief.
Yes, I help or show them create a personalized or customized program for those, especially the most of them are active adults, meaning those retired. Because I work in a rehab center before, so I am a physiotherapy assistant, and then I was get offered in there, but I said I think this is not really my place, so I better go back where my passion is, which is fitness. So I better bring along the rehab here in the fitness industry. So that's why I'm helping us mostly of those active adults or the retired to get rid from this their chronic pains that they're suffering, or their joint pains on their shoulder, knee, lower back. But it's sad that you people, I mean, most people are younger generations who have chronic pains or lower back from sitting a lot, right? So yes, they are fun playing video games, and they did. It's the statistic right now is not the the injury is not from sports anymore, but those shoulder lower back pain from this younger generation is coming from sitting down a lot and playing, just playing inside in front of their video games or whatever their other fancy stuff that they're playing with, that they get stuck in there, right? So they're suffering a lot of joint pains as well, not just the elderly. It's
Yeah,
sad.
it's gone from rugby rehab now to Kerbal and Nintendo rehab. And also, I sit at the desk far too much, and it hurt. Yeah, if you're not sitting in the right position, it's your back just goes. And as for the even things like arthritis, my knees used to sound like broken glass. But working with a trainer, she was able to build up the muscle around my knee, which
Yes.
made such a difference. And you do personalize. The thing about going to an online class, it's great, but when you actually have worked with a trainer or you can talk to a trainer one-on-one, they can personalize it specifically for your lifestyle, your age, your level of fitness.
Yes. That's why it comes at the beginning when a client comes in for a fitness assessment. That's how I ask questions, where the fitness level are right now, the current injuries, past injuries, nutrition, eating habits, stress level, lifestyle, everything. I need to ask all those to figure it out, what is the solution for those problems that they have, and create the proper program that it suits to their needs and their fitness level. So it gets them in the results faster as well, right? It makes it safe for them.
I do exactly the same thing with my clients' wardrobes. There's so many factors that there's no one solution for everybody. So we talk about the importance of perfect form. What do can you explain what that means in relation to exercise?
A perfect form of doing an exercise, you mean?
Yes, yeah, making sure your body is in the right position when you're moving through the exercise.
Yes, I'll show I mean, customizing the program. So first, figuring out their imbalances and weaknesses physically. So that's how it comes in those progressive program or exercises, that it's corrective exercises, especially at the beginning, for them to correct their posture, correct their imbalances of muscles or imbalances of the joints or physical, right? So that all those comes with those exact exercises that it help them to get back or improve those imbalances, that and so they can perform better on the right exercise after. So progressive and the corrective exercises are at the beginning.
Oh, absolutely. My trainer's always trying to work on my posture because it's so easy. We all hunch over our computers too much. And she'll adjust me slightly because just moving your body in a different way makes the exercise so much more effective. And it's if I do it on my own, I could cause harm to myself. And as you said, having a trainer, the accountability
Yes.
is such a huge part of it. I've seen so much more progress working with a trainer than working on my own. Hey, you talk about get the body you deserve. Tell me more about that.
I get the body you deserve, meaning yes, building that confidence when you look good, you feel good, right? So being committed on the program or your lifestyle change, because for me, I always tell to my clients that it's not just for exercise, because if you're just coming here for an exercise, you can YouTube it. You don't need to pay me, right? The best exercise is a lot out there in YouTube. Why do you need it? I'm not going to take your money. I'm gonna ask you to go YouTube if you just need an exercise. But if you come here and listen and learn to build that healthier lifestyle habit, yeah, I'm here. So that's why I said get the body you deserve. It's a long-term process and a long-term, and yeah, it's a long-term commitment that you can keep your body in a top shape form and enjoy the healthier and fitter lifestyle and feeling good. If you look good, you feel good, right?
I completely relate to that. That's what I do. People help people look good and feel good. And the thing is, we want longevity. The best health insurance you can get is to actually be healthy. And we are in it for the long haul. There is no quick fix.
Yes.
Hey, you say the most wonderful thing. You say, and you will be able to show off. And for me, that it's because I love flexing and seeing my arm muscles in a mirror. It makes me so happy.
Awesome. Especially, of course, in summertime, you're wearing any dress, that the sexiest dress that you can find. Show off your shoulders, the tone and strong, right?
I know. Actually, I've actually got back muscles for the first time in my life, and it feels great.
Yes, I love wearing those, those halter
Yes.
in summertime. And that I don't know how it calls the type of top, that it close in the neck but have deep sleeves, less shirtless.
I think halter or a tank top, they have so many different words for them here.
As long as my shoulder is showing, I love those.
Yeah, well, I'm looking at you now and you've got great arms and great shoulders.
Thank you. I
And
love.
I love how you clarified it's not about being slim, it's about being strong. You know, there's an expression, skinny girls look good in clothes, but fit girls look good naked.
Oh, yes. That's true. Yes, skinny. I don't want to be skinny. I look like a kid. I don't want
No, we've got curves, we've got hips, we've got,
like
yeah.
a kid.
We
So
are we have women's bodies.
if you have a muscles in the right place, and you are like a woman that drop
I
gorgeous.
completely agree to that. Let's just stop and give a complete round of applause to that. That is absolutely true. You also talk about redefining the relationship you have with your body. And I work with clients a lot on that. You know, I say over and over, there's no such thing as a wrong body. There's just wrong clothing. It's about learning the kind of clothing to wear. And in your case, it's about, you know, learning how to create the body you want that's fit and strong and healthy. So what do you mean by redefine the relationship?
Mostly in taking care of what you eat, because what you eat is what you become, right?
Oh yeah.
If you eat not nicer, what are those clean and healthy, lean, and you look clean and you look hot. If you eat a crappy food, then you feel like the same. And of course, the way they do the exercises, I always want them to learn how they can connect their mind towards their physical self when doing the exercise, because that's how they can learn to be more independent and doing their own exercises, even if they are not with me, so they are not very dependent. So they can still do their exercise whenever they want at home. Maybe they are in the park, they can go traveling, and they can still do their exercise. So at least they know how they can do it properly without them hurting themselves. So
Yeah, you teach women how to listen to their bodies, but also I find it helps to know what muscle I'm working, what muscle I'm focusing on.
yes.
So you teach women how to do that. Nutrition is huge, isn't it?
Yes, it's 90%. Especially when the goal is losing weight, is the nutrition is, even if they want to bulk up, I mean gain muscles, it's still a nutrition. It's the weight lifting is not enough for them to gain muscles, or running is not enough for you to lose the fats that you want, right? But it's in the nutrition itself.
And gaining muscle mass is incredibly important too as you start to age. As a woman in my 50s, I've lost muscle mass, and it's been weightlifting that has helped me stay strong.
Yeah, and not just being strong with on your muscle or building muscle, but your joints or bone density get stronger as you age. So the weight training that you are doing right now is incredible, because that it helps you to avoid those joint pains later on, because your joints, your bones get stronger, and plus it avoids those other imbalances later on as we grow older, right? And plus the muscles that you are gaining or building up, that it helps you to fight back the fats. It prevents the fats to accumulate, because the muscles replace the fats.
And having a trainer too, I know she pushes me harder than I would on my own, so I get results faster. Just having somebody just encouraging you to add a little bit more weight, stretch a little bit further, work a little bit harder, because left to my own devices, I'll do nothing but lie in a hammock. Hey, so we talk about clothing for working out. I always encourage my clients to wear fitted clothing because baggy clothing makes you look so much larger than you are, which does you a disservice because all women's bodies are beautiful. But I have had clients that have worn clothing much too large for them due to embarrassment about their body, shyness about their body, not wanting to be sexualized. But fitted clothing, I believe, it's part of looking and feeling good. When your clients work out, what kind of exercise gear do you suggest for them?
To
By clothing, what do you suggest they wear?
a type of exercises.
No, I mean, would you suggest that your clients wear fitted clothing so they can see their body change?
I always make joke of them. So I always say, this is a funny conversation now, because I always this it just popped on my mind, because I always have a conversation with them during the classes. So I said, don't keep buying bigger clothes or sizes of clothes. You better adjust your size physically than keep adjusting the size of your clothes. So that way you can push yourself harder instead of getting extra large or large. Work hard, work double to be on the medium size. So it saves you time to go to the store and it fits you the old clothes that you have in your closet. And you can just mix it up, right? So, or else. That's why I always joke at them that don't adjust the size of the clothes. Adjust your size physically to fit into the clothes. So meaning you need to work harder.
Oh, I love that. I had a client the other day. We were saying how since a lot of people are wearing sweatpants, you don't realize that you've put on the COVID-19 pounds. Whereas another client of mine purposely wears her jeans so that she can be mindful that she would still like to fit in them. And we're talking about a healthy weight here. We're talking about whatever weight is right for your body, not trying to meet an unrealistic ideal. But yeah. I absolutely agree. Invest in yourself, and that doesn't necessarily mean clothing.
Mm-hmm.
So what else did I have to ask you? Oh, somebody just recommended a low-carb diet to me the other day, which I'm a bit suspicious about.
Which type of diet, sorry?
A low-carb. I know I've got an accent. Low-carbohydrate.
So that's the keto diet.
What do you think of that?
I am a sports nutritionist myself as well, but I really don't recommend to my clients because taking out the carbs is our fuel. So that's, we get our energy. So if I'm going to give that type of program with my clients as their nutrition program, they cannot work out. They're going to pass out because they don't have energy because the keto or taking out the carbs is, they're using the healthy fats as their fuel, which can't. It's just like a car, you put a water and you expect to run. So that's the explanation for personally for that type of diet. That's why for me, I have a different type of program for their nutrition that they can eat as much as they want, less pressure, but it's only on the food list that I'm going to give them. So we selected those foods that it doesn't cause us bloating, it doesn't cause us any body reaction. So as long as you're gonna stick on that list and you're gonna be fine. And you're, because they are more on lean, white meat, no red meat, no dairy, no eggs. So even those fruits, we focus more on the high fiber fruits. So we don't give them, like, especially now that we're running the summer slim down challenges for 28 days. That's why we are more very, very strict to their nutrition because that's how they get the results faster. So I always ask them to keep stick to the list, to the food list. And on my fitness app as an accountability, I connect the fitness calendar, so every activity, whatever they eat, I ask them to take a photo, download in their phone, and I can see on my end. So whoever is trying to cheat, I know. That's how strict I am for them. They understand. At the beginning, they don't understand because they think that, why she's snooping? And I said, that's why I'm here. You're paying me to do that.
But that's why you have a coach, because you get to show somebody what's going on so they can help you get where you want to go. And with food, it's quality, not quantity. Excuse me, I'll rephrase that. Quantity's fine if you've got quality, right?
That's right. Because it's in nutrition, there is only three that you need to focus on. The interval of your eatings, the amount of food, or the type of food and how you're going to make them. So, right, so that it helps you as well to build that healthier eating habit. And how to say that one? And the commitment for you to adapt that lifestyle. I mean, that habit to become your lifestyle. It's not only for the 30 days challenge or the 28 days challenge because you want to lose 10 pounds. And after 10 pounds, what happened? You gotta stop? No, of course, right? So once you adopt it as a lifestyle, then that go in a longer term.
Because you're teaching skills for life.
Longevity is always my main goal for them, not just the quick fix. If they want a quick fix, they can Google and go with this other product, I mean program that they can do only for 20 days, 18 no 28 days mostly, and then they stop from there. After that one, mostly I stop, and then that's what the yo-yo dieting comes in, and it's not healthy.
No, I want my body around for a really long time, and I want to look fabulous for a really, really long time.
Of course. Yeah, that's awesome.
So you've been to the National Academy of Health and Business, and you're a sports nutritionist, and you're a personal trainer, and you run your own business.
Mom of three. That's
And a
the
mom of three. Wow, you do
biggest.
have a lot on your plate. And that's the other thing too. When you're eating healthy, your family eats healthy. You're not necessarily eating anything different than you're serving to your family because you want them to have healthy meals as well.
Yes. But my girls, of course, they are kids and they're still one-on-one. Oh, I mean, sometimes they are craving, but it's okay, I said. It's okay. There's but at least their main meal is coming from my meal. I mean, from my my meal plan.
Exactly, and exactly, and we all there's nothing wrong with having treats every now and then, and it's what is it? It's progress, not perfection. So Adele, you are find Adele at Renegade Extreme Fitness. Now she's on LinkedIn, and you could also go straight to her website, which is renegadeextremefitness.com. And she has a fabulous Facebook page if you're lucky enough to be accepted as a Facebook friend by her. And she does have virtual classes. So if you're not in Ontario, please still reach out to her.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. It was such a joy to talk to you today. We met by complete coincidence. We just happened to run across each other on Facebook, and I feel it was such a blessing that you sent me that message that day because I got to talk to you and meet you.
It's a pleasure to meet you and have this chance to talk to you and know each other better. And now I know where to find you. You know where to find me, and we can message each other every day. Say good morning.
I will send you photos of my meals. Thank you again, Adele. Have a lovely rest of your day. I really appreciate your time.
Thank you. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Have a good day.